From KQED News, I'm Ryan Levy. After a few hiccups and delays, the sale of recreational marijuana became legal in San Francisco yesterday. At least six dispensaries were open on the city's first day of legal sales. KQED's Tiffany Kamhai reports.
The Apothecarium, a family-owned dispensary based in the Castro, bustled with customers.
Right, what can I get for you today?
And they were buying a lot more than just weed. There's an entire menu of oils, creams, and things like specialty pipes to buy. And did I mention how fancy it is?
There's crystal chandeliers, there's beautiful furniture.
Apothecarium spokesman Elliot Dogris.
We've even got an art gallery. So whatever your image of a dispensary is, this is probably much, much nicer.
State Senator Scott Wiener, a longtime supporter of recreational marijuana use, was also there to celebrate.
This is just a momentous day for San Francisco. And in San Francisco fashion, it took us a few extra days to get it done. But we got it done, and we now have legal adult use cannabis in the city of San Francisco.
Resident Will Shankles was waiting in line to get into the dispensary, one of three apothecariums in the city.
I'm not even a user. I don't remember the last time I used marijuana, and just figured I'd try it out.
What do you think you'll buy?
I have no idea. Maybe a joint?
And if you decide to try out dispensaries this weekend, make sure to bring your ID. Recreational marijuana is only legal for adults 21 and over. I'm Tiffany Kamhai, KQED News.
The Golden Globes are tonight with plenty of Bay Area talent represented. Sacramento's Jessica Chastain, who spent her early days at TheaterWorks Silicon Valley, is up for Best Actress in a Drama for Molly's Game. Emeryville's Pixar is nominated for Best Animated Film for its hit Coco. And not to be left out, Palo Alto's James Franco is up for Best Actor, and his movie The Disaster Artist is up for Best Musical or Comedy. I'm Ryan Levy, KQED News.
Support